the batteries recharged a little bit from the all the pre-Christmas stuff. You had a chance to get away and rest and relax a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah, it's still pretty busy at the office, but that's okay. We have a visitor coming into town today, and Nate this morning was, we call it putting on his fancy pants. He has, usually he wears his sweatshirts and his tennis shoes, and today he has dress shoes on, a dress shirt.
Ah, sure.
He's even shaving, so you know somebody important's coming to town. So
the whole thing?
I don't, probably not.
Or just a trim?
Just a trim.
Just a trim.
Yes. It was kind of a joke in his stocking. We gave him a shaving beard.
Right.
So it's suction cups that hook to the mirror and it catches all of, and so I can't wait to see how this works out today.
Well, yeah, the governor's going to be at the Copper Mill about 12:30 and take the public and come on out. They're going to have a couple of World War II presentation, metal presentations, kind of kick things off, I think.
Yep, I think they're presenting to three local veterans, and so that will be really exciting. So that starts at 12:30 at the Copper Mill, and then the town talk starts at 1 o'clock. And the governor will be there too. I know last year he took some questions and was addressing some of the questions. And then we will start up at the chamber. Senator Merman will call in on Thursday, starting February 6th at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then it will be every other week. And so we have those Zoom links, or you're more than welcome to come join us, depending on the size of the crowd. We're going to start off on the second floor of the Keystone, but if we need to move up to the bigger boardroom, we will. So that will start February 6th. So,
all right. A lot of things going on with the Nebraska legislative session here in the first week or so. A lot of things going on.
Absolutely. And those sessions are actually booked out until the end of May, so I know that they're going to be busy for the next several months. So we're excited to hear from them. And then we had, this week has been a week of meetings. We had a BASH meeting this week. We had a retail meeting this week. Our regular board meeting this week. So it's been really busy at the chamber office. We ended the year of 2024 with 60 new members. We already have 3 members this year, so 1 a week. So we're excited. We're going to try to keep that up. And it just goes to show like the enthusiasm for the community. And without our members, we can't have the events and we can't have the chamber. And so anybody, we actually had one individual new member this year. And Nate and I checked with him, since he's all about the rules in our house and with his job too and being an attorney. I asked him if it was a conflict of interest, because him and I both became members last year, because that's how important the chamber is to the both of us in our community. We're always volunteering, and whatever the chamber needs, we know that that is not only part of, it just works with the city, it works with the businesses. And so anybody that wants to be an individual member, I welcome them. It's $100 a year. So it's not a huge investment, but it's still, every little bit helps. With the regular board meeting, we voted on fourth quarter on our business. And so the EDC was awarded that. So we'll be getting together and having a small ceremony for them. So that'll be coming up in the near future. We had the ribbon cutting at the College East Campus yesterday, and what a beautiful building. It's going to be exciting for all the potential there. And then we also, February 4th, I had to think about that. No, February 5th. It's at 3 o'clock. It's a Wednesday. We're going to have a ribbon cutting for the Four Dancers Only Dance Studio. So, again, that's February 5th at 3 o'clock. So join us for that. And I actually had to order 3 more spools of ribbon.
So, good. That's good.
Yes. We are running out of ribbon at the chamber office. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at the fancy scissors at the ribbon cutting yesterday.
That was a big pair of scissors.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
That puts our scissors to shame.
Wow. So, I looked at that too and went, where did they find those scissors at?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Wow.
So, yep. Maybe that's something I talked to the board. Okay, if we get to this many new members, could we get a pair of nice big gold scissors?
Yeah. So,
we'll see.
Did you check in where they got that at?
So, no, I can only imagine.
Yeah, big pair of scissors.
Yes, yeah. That would be a nice box full of lots of wrapping too. So
sure.
They didn't pop out. But we're just plugging away. The bash will be June 28th. It will be downtown, so we'll have more information coming out about that. Heritage Days, we're going to have that meeting coming up. Start planning away for that. That's September 20th. I know that that's a home game for the Michigan-Nebraska game, and so it'll be tough scheduling, but we can't always move those events around, and I know there's a lot of class reunions that have already been planned around Heritage Day, so we're keeping it on September 20th. Then we'll have the Sidewalk Sale event downtown. That's the Family Fun on the Bricks. It's no longer called Crazy Days. And that will be the third Thursday in July. And then, of course, we'll have Noel on Norris. Any feedback that anybody had on the events, I welcome that at the chamber office, whether it's email or a phone call or in person. With Noel on Norris, we did have that second weekend. And so any feedback on whether or not we should keep that, I welcome that too. So the Christmas lights are starting to come down. Walmart was helping us take down some of the lights at the park. And I kind of switched the lights down Norris Avenue to red for Valentine's Day. So we'll see. I probably will take those down at the end of February as long as it's warm. But anything that we can give some brightness to the town right now when it's gloomy and brown. We're
yeah,
gonna do it.
Yeah, that so, happens in January, which is, yeah.
Yes.
Colder weather. Sometimes you'll get a lot of sunshine, even though we've had some sunny days. But, yeah, I get what you mean.
Yep. And we are plugging away on the McCook app. You can download it now. We're not really going to start advertising and pushing it. I'm still, each business has to be individually added to the app. So it's taken a lot of behind the scenes time and a lot of tweaks. So we do have a college intern working with us right now, so I'm excited to have her. It's Amy Stritt, and so she's working on just doing some of the marketing for me as well, why I can go out and visit our members. So I will be swinging by some businesses, visiting. If you guys want me to stop by, if you don't want me to stop by, just feel free to reach out to the chamber office for anything, any questions. The number there is 345-3200, and my email address is director@mccookchamber.org.
So, all right, there you go. That kind of sets the schedule from now through kind of the summer months and into the fall as well.
Yes, yep. Yep, it's going to be busy. So we just keep planning, getting some food trucks lined up. For some of the events, and then also looking for that polka band again. I've been reaching out to a couple, so we are for sure. It'll be a different theme for Heritage Days, but we will have the Oktoberfest in the evening again, and so we're excited to continue that tradition. So.
And there's going to be some other events that always come up here over the course of the next couple of months.
Yes, always, always. I know we'll have our Lunch and Learn coming up in March, and then we'll have our annual meeting coming up as well. So it's busy. It's never Nate and I talk about it all the time. Things aren't slowing down.
Right, exactly right.
So yeah, it's, and I attended the ballpark meeting on last Tuesday and then saw just a concept of what they're looking at now, and that's even exciting, of the business growth and potential bring in families and ball tournaments to town. So it's not slowing down.
Not a bit. Not one bit.
No, it's exciting.
Yeah, what would you do if it did? I mean, yeah, it would be kind of dull. Kind of boring, so just keep it going, huh?
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
You bet. Again, the Chamber meets every third. Yeah, it caught me off guard. It is the third Wednesday of the month.
Yes, it
is. Man, it just went fast.
It did. Yeah, that's, I mean, we're almost to the end of January. Mm-hmm. It's just blows your mind away.
Exactly. So, exactly right. Yep. All the information we talked about on the website, you always post a lot of stuff on your Facebook page as well.
Yes, yep. And we do have an Instagram page. So everything that's shared on Facebook is also shared on Instagram. We just don't have, I need to figure out a way to reach out to the younger generation because I think they use the Instagram. And
yeah.
So we're always looking at different ways to reach people. We do have the weekly e-blasts that go out on Mondays. Any businesses that want to add to that page, just feel free. Our job board is always open for our members. Anybody looking for jobs can look on our website at the job boards. The events with the calendar, I know we're starting to build that back up as well. So the website is a good source, as as well as Facebook. So I'll be doing a couple job fairs coming up this spring. I know last spring we had one at the high school, and that went over pretty well. So we're going to start planning for another, those summer jobs. Mm-hmm. So we'll get the kids exposed to some of the businesses and local jobs. So
there you go.
Yep.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good rest of the week.
You too.